Boom, hello, and welcome to Trailer Made.
It's the semi-annual podcast hosted by AJ and Jim.
You know, once every 6 months, we decide to come out with the podcast, and we decided this was the month.
Yeah, well, it's interesting that we really felt the urge to do this after the trailer for Godzilla vs. Kong came out. Last year, I had been very vocal about my excitement for the Dune trailer, and I said, when the Dune trailer comes out, we're doing a podcast. And the Dune trailer came out, and it was crickets on your end.
Well, not only did the Dune trailer come out, but you had a plethora of notes, some great insight, which we discussed over the phone.
Yep.
No action. But then you put a giant lizard and a monkey fighting, and I'm like, sign me up. Cue theme song.
In a world where movie trailers have reached new heights, two semi-competent males will talk about them using microphones. AJ Gutierrez and Jim Schwartz in Trailer Made.
Man, feels good to be back. There's a lot has happened in the world. A lot of, I was going to say a lot of good, a lot of bad. Mostly bad.
Mostly bad.
But something really big happened that we should talk about at the top of this spode. You want to take away?
I would be happy to. Thank you for the setup. Yeah, of all the things happening in the world, I think there is one shift occurring that overshadows everything.
Everything.
Everything. And what I'm talking about is Warner Brothers' announcement to release their whole slate of 2021 titles in theaters and on HBO Max the same day, simultaneously, throughout the whole year. Which basically means no one's going to go to the movie theaters, especially during a pandemic,
no,
to go see these movies. What Warner Brothers is hoping will happen is that a lot of people will subscribe to HBO Max to catch these movies. What I fear the most, actually, is what it could mean for movie marketing. Because hear me out. It also means that like the studios don't need to spend that much money on the marketing, because they don't need to encourage or motivate people to leave the house and go to the movie theater. And my fear is kind of...
Has become a reality.
Exactly.
Your biggest fear. This is your biggest fear.
This is my biggest fear, AJ. So I was watching football on Sunday, and Warner Brothers had like a 30-second TV spot. And it was promoting this very feature that I discussed, which is
the
all these movies
too.
Are coming out
the nerve
same
on,
day
on a Sunday.
And then the following day, they released an even longer version of it. And it's a trailer celebrating all of Warner Brothers' upcoming movies to be released this year.
You're going on a journey. All you have to do is follow my voice.
So this is the famous Suicide Squad.
Antonio Soprano.
Welcome to the Space Jam.
Venus and Serena gonna shake up this world.
It's a really well-edited trailer, I have to say. It's
That's the toughest part of this whole thing, is it's not bad.
Whoever edited this trailer did a damn good job. It's
but thoughtfully... you know they were dying inside.
I mean, I hate that this trailer exists. AJ, did you want your first glimpse at James Gunn's The Suicide Squad to be in a sizzle?
No.
With all of the other Warner Brothers movies?
I didn't even want my first glimpse at Space Jam to be in a sizzle, but that's what happened.
HBO kind of established this kind of trailer, which is like, you know, every year HBO would release this, you know, trailer that would basically promote their whole slate of programming for the next year. And that was usually how you would get your first glimpse at Game of Thrones. And for TV, it's fine. I was like, okay, that's how TV works. But for movies,
mm-mm.
No. Movies need trailers to help build the event that a movie needs to be in order to be successful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, this is not a trailer. It's a corporate sizzle video.
Yeah, the issue is it brought the pageantry, the spectacle, the illusion, and it took it to the minor leagues. You're seeing the big hitters of the year, like the movies that you're supposed to be the most excited for, The yeah. Matrix 4.
Yeah.
Godzilla versus Kong. Space Jam. These movies that we've been looking forward to for kind of years. And now you get them sprinkled in a sizzle. It's kind of like in soccer when you really want to see like some of the biggest names in the world play. Like you want to see the Cristiano Ronaldos or, you know, the big European famous players. But you have to wait till you see them in Major League Soccer in the United States. It's kind of like it's not the yeah. same. You don't have the same feeling. That's what they're doing.
There are certain moments that never leave you.
How can we help?
It's an invitation to Mortal Kombat.
It's the little things, Jimmy. No one likes to show off.
Unless what they're showing off is dope as f-
Yeah, it does not have the same feeling. Because it also means that it has to like create one unifying tone for all of these movies that are all of varying tones. And
no, they don't get their due.
Like each one of these movies deserves a trailer for itself.
Even if it was a teaser for
that should
itself.
Be the first glimpse that you get of that movie.
Even if it's a teaser and it's three shots. If it was Space Jam, which I'm oddly excited about, and it was yeah. like a title with all you see is a title and you hear voices and then another title and you just hear voices and you don't see anything. And then the last thing you see is the shot that they show in the teaser and then you get a logo. That would be better than seeing it in a sizzle because it had its own thing and you could focus on it and be excited about it. We would do a whole episode just on that. But now totally. They robbed us of that. This is a personal attack. We already can't find content to make podcasts because there's no real trailers right now because the world's on fire. And once there is content, what does Warner Brothers do? They put it all out at once, so we can only talk about it in one freaking episode.
It's like, there you go. Oh, wait. I'm sorry, man. My pizza's here.
You bastard.
Hold that thought. I'm going to stop her. Ooh. AJ, that pizza smells really good. You're really missing out.
I don't need you to rub New York pizza in my face.
As we were saying, yes, we don't release episodes very often. But if we did...
sure, we would, maybe that's on us.
But if we did, you would be robbing us of episodes.
Yeah, Warner Brothers. That being said, but you know what? It was a good sizzle.
It was a good sizzle. That's what made me mad. You know, it's like props to the trailer editors. Shame on you, Warner Brothers. At least Kong versus Godzilla got its own trailer that same
true.
Day.
It's also actually Godzilla versus Kong, but we should talk about why it's phrased that way.
I can't get it right. I keep calling it Kong versus Godzilla.
Because I think it sounds better.
Maybe you're right.
It's easier to say Kong versus Godzilla than Godzilla versus Kong. Before we get into it, here's a clip.
We need Kong. The world needs him. To stop what's coming. And this child. She's the only one he'll communicate with.
I knew that they had a bond. She had nowhere to go, so I made a promise to protect her. And I think that in some way, Kong did the same.
So AJ, I gotta ask you, why this trailer? Why did this trailer bring you back into the podcast saddle?
I think I just needed a big, dumb movie trailer. I feel like all of 2020, the big blockbusters meant for the big screen were taken away or postponed. We haven't had a really big, dumb movie to talk about because all the theaters want to wait so people can watch them how they're meant to be seen. Do you think Kong versus Godzilla?
Well, we did have Dune a few months ago, but we'll get to that later.
I don't think Dune is a part of this. This is dumber than
Dune. Dune's not your cup of tea.
No, Dune is. No, that's not true. But I'm saying this is dumber than Dune. This is a lot.
Oh, it's definitely
a
dumber
lot
than Dune.
Dumber than Dune. And that's what I'm talking about. It's a big, dumb popcorn movie.
It's Godzilla. Yeah.
You want a no brains, extra spectacle, popcorn action adventure.
I want explosions. I want screams. I want stereotypes.
With some cheesy lines.
Some cheesy lines and some hardcore hip hop. That's meant for the big screen. And yet, now we're going to watch it on our TVs on HBO Max. Do you think Kong vs. Godzilla is meant to be watched at home?
Absolutely not.
No.
This is definitely one of those movies that is meant for the theater.
But I'm going to watch it at home. It sucks.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
But that's why I think it just felt good to have one of those back. Does that make sense?
No, I totally hear you. I mean, we have been deprived of so many movies, you know?
I have a question for you, Jim.
Yeah.
Whose movie is this? Is this a Godzilla movie? Is this a King Kong movie? Is it who's the good guy? Who's the bad guy? Are they even guys?
Okay, I have two answers for you. I'll start off with the more like disappointing, but probably the more correct answer.
Okay.
Which is that it's both of their movies.
Very disappointing answer, but go ahead.
They're too big of icons, those two characters. King Kong, Godzilla. You can't make one the lead over the other, I don't think.
Okay.
I just think they're gonna probably treat it really balanced.
It's like Hobbs and Shaw.
No, but I actually think it might be Kong's movie.
Interesting.
Here's my thinking. One, Godzilla's already had two movies. Kong's only had one. This is, you know, of the recent variety, the new Monsterverse or whatever Warner Brothers is calling this new movie universe with King Kong and Godzilla and all these other huge monsters. But also, aesthetically, it actually looks more like the Kong Skull Island movie that came out a few years back. And, the way the trailer sets up the characters, Kong is definitely presented as the hero and Godzilla is the villain. So correct me if I'm wrong, but that's definitely how the trailer presents it.
I mean, I don't think there's any way to know. I my whole thing is I don't see any of the other characters from Kong Skull Island.
Well, you know why that is, probably.
Why?
Kong Skull Island took place during Vietnam.
Right.
So all those characters are older or dead.
Probably. It's a really good point, which makes me realize it's still Godzilla's movie then.
But let's face it. It's going to be like Batman versus Superman, where Godzilla is going to be the antagonist, and then 3/4 of the way through the movie, Godzilla and Kong are going to realize that they're allies, and there's going to be another monster that they team up to fight.
Oh, man. Yes. And I cannot wait. I'm just wondering who
We see through you.
What if the third monster is Jesse Eisenberg?
Sure, why not?
Then everyone's like, kill him. What were your thoughts overall? I was a big fan. I thought it was really fun. I thought it was great. I have a couple big points that I thought really made it stand out. But I'm curious what you thought.
No, I get the appeal. I did enjoy it. I get what you mean by calling it dumb and fun. Those are actually... What I wrote was... this trailer does not pretend that the movie is anything other than a dumb, fun monster fight. Which I noted just because the other trailers that have come out for the movies in this franchise have actually like taken on a pretty elevated tone and seem actually like they're for different movies that are a little more serious, a little more beautiful, maybe a little more thoughtful and sad. The teaser trailer for the 2014 Godzilla movie is amazing.
Gentlemen, you are being sent in via Halo Jump. Now, I realize not all of you have had hands-on experience.
It has this really ominous, scary score.
And frankly, none of us have ever faced a situation quite like this one before.
The music sounds like it's from a Stanley Kubrick movie, for like The Shining. And it doesn't reveal that it's a Godzilla movie until the very end. And then for Godzilla King of the Monsters, we talked about that trailer when it came out. It's more beautiful and sad than it has any right to be.
That was one of our top five trailers of the year, if I don't recall.
It was it's an incredible trailer. And a lot of that has to do with the music. I mean, you just look at the music, like Godzilla King of the Monsters used Claire de Lune, this beautiful classical track.
This trailer, though, the music.
This trailer has no airs about it.
Amazing. This trailer has a song that if I were a baseball player, I would use for my walk-up song. If I was a wrestler, I would use it for my entrance song. I wish I could go back to when I got married and replay it for when I walked down the aisle. This song is the ultimate hype song.
So you're saying you're a fan of Here We Go by
Chris Classic.
Chris Classic?
Yes.
That is, when I looked up his name, I was like, Chris Classic? That can't be his name.
Yeah.
It is.
It's his name. Yeah.
He's a New York City rapper.
I had no idea. But this, like, where has this song been? Also,
I have no idea.
You want to try?
It sounds like it's made for trailers.
Well, you want to try a quick exercise? What if we used the Chris Classic song, Here We Go, as our intro song instead of the theme song? Let's try it as an exercise. Ready?
Okay. Okay.
Hey, Jim, cue theme song.
In a world where movie trailers have reached new heights, two semi-competent males will talk about them using microphones. AJ Gutierrez and Jim Schwartz in Trailer Made.
How much better is our podcast sound now? Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Classic. But you see where I'm going. I just, when I saw it and then they start fighting to that song, I was like, get your popcorn ready.
So the song, I think, is really what, yeah, gives the movie its feel.
Would you say it's really balls? It gives it its balls?
It really gives it that Fast and Furious vibe. It feels like a Fast and Furious movie, actually. This is the type of song that I would imagine laying under like a Vin Diesel action movie.
Yeah.
It's definitely what makes the trailer feel like, okay, yeah, this is a big, dumb, fun movie.
Yeah, there's also really no other, like, there's no big plot points you need to care about. Like, there's no real, like, oh, the mainframe is down, but we need Godzilla to bring it back up. It's really just Godzilla's here, King Kong's here, they're mad. Why they mad, though? We're not sure. Buckle up.
I have a different opinion a little bit. I actually think the trailer does a little too much explaining, because there is quite a bit of exposition in the trailer, kind of explaining, like, okay, Kong has this little girl who, like, he loves and cares for. He and the little girl have a connection. And then you have one of the characters just spouting off about this ridiculous history where there was a war back in the day between all these monsters.
That's what I'm saying. It's like they're monsters and they need to fight.
These are dangerous times. Godzilla's out there and he's hurting people and we don't know why.
There's something provoking him that we're not seeing here.
I'm of the same opinion.
The myths are real.
Yeah.
There was a war. And they're the last ones standing.
It gives King Kong and Godzilla like the Lord of the Rings backstory, which I definitely don't need.
Well,
but
it also just reveals... Like, what's their backstory?
Kong, I guess, had a weapon back in the day that he's going to resurrect for this fight.
I would hope so.
I don't know what it is. It's like a sword or something.
It looks like a big staff. It's like, whatever. It looks like a tree bark that he just like grabbed or something. But I guess it's supposed to be like Thor's axe or I don't know.
It's just this giant staff that he uses to beat the shit out of.
Well, I actually thought that was the smartest thing they could do in that trailer, is the final scene where Godzilla shoots the Godzilla throat laser beam. Mm-hmm. And Godzilla blocks it, or King Kong blocks it with this weapon you're talking about.
I keep reaching for greatness because I'm built from it.
Who bows to who?
Nobody gonna stop for me.
Kong,
here we go.
Kong bows to no one.
Here we go.
Do you know why it's the smartest thing they could have done?
Well, it's kind of like focusing on the nerd type detail that I think fans of these movies will appreciate. You know, it's the same thing that like it's kind of smart when they do it in the Avengers or something like that, when like Thor like swings his hammer at Captain America and Captain America is able to block it with his shield. It's like, okay, Captain America's shield can like withstand Thor's hammer. And that like just kind of builds interest in the characters and how they're going to interact with each other and how they're going to, you know. So the same thing with this. It's like, oh, King Kong can stop Godzilla's breath of fire.
So the dumber way of saying that, which is what I would say, is when people like you and I are hanging out and we're like, okay, who would win in a fight between Godzilla and King Kong? You'd be like, King Kong would win because he's really strong. And I'd be like, no, man, Godzilla would win because Godzilla has that crazy laser beam from his breath. No way King Kong could stop that. And then if we hadn't seen this trailer, you'd be like, that's actually true. You can't really just stop a laser beam with your arms. But now that we've seen Godzilla or King Kong has this weapon and can defend the laser beam, then all bets are off and it's even again.
I just got sad about our lives as you were talking about that. It's like, oh God, yeah, that is what we do. We do a lot of
that. But at least we don't talk about it on like a podcast.
Yeah, I thought that was a fittingly like epic scene to go out on. For sure.
Now it's just pure strength.
Yeah.
I guess Godzilla has a tail. So that adds balance.
It looks like Kong can move around a little easier though.
That's true.
Kong can like jump and move a little faster, but Godzilla can swim.
He's been doing Pilates, King Kong.
Yeah, it looks like he's been working out. Godzilla, on the other hand, I don't know.
Yeah, true. Godzilla has a belly.
It just doesn't really have much of a form. He just looks like a blob, you know?
Yeah, you better not let him hear you say that.
Yeah, don't tell him.
So, are you going to watch on HBO Max?
Yes, I am. Definitely not going to pay for movie tickets to go see this one.
Or risk
your
life.
That'll be a tough sell. What were your favorite moments from the trailer?
Two. Our buddy Chris Classic coming in with Here We Go.
Here We Go!
And then the second...
Sorry, couldn't help myself.
The second was seeing Kyle Chandler.
Watching Coach Taylor walk into a room and talk about Godzilla with a straight face is hysterical.
I was like, I'm glad you're back.
It cracks me up. I'm just like, why is he in this? Another thing that just adds to how ridiculous this movie is it has, this is kind of a trope too, where it has like a group of like plucky young people who are the only ones who know what's going on.
Yeah.
We have all these like upper level government characters, and then we're going to have this like teenager and her friend, and they're going to be in a van
with getting backpacks. To the real, they always have shitty backpacks.
Yeah. They're going to solve this on their own.
Cause you know why? Because they get Godzilla, Jim.
I guess so.
They listen. And the government, they don't listen. The little girl, she gets King Kong. You know why? She listens. Wow.
You should be writing these movies, really.
I have a draft.
I want to share my favorite moment. I actually have two. There's a specific shot of King Kong channeling Bruce Willis in Die Hard. You know what shot I'm talking about? It's right around when the Here We Go song starts. So you might not even realize how much of your enjoyment of that song has to do with this shot. But it's when Godzilla shoots the laser beam up from the bottom of the ocean towards King Kong. And King Kong jumps off the carrier and his arms are up in the air and the carrier explodes behind him. It's just like, honestly, they must have used the Die Hard shot as a reference when Bruce Willis jumps off the roof of the skyscraper as it blows up. It's like the same exact look.
Wow. I think I just switched to Team Kong because of that.
Yeah. Oh man, for sure. They're having Kong channel Bruce Willis and Die Hard. So
man, that shows you where. They should just put like a wife beater and jeans on Kong.
It gets just progressively bloodier and dirtier as the movie goes. Also, there's a great soundbite right at the very end.
Which one?
No one bows to Kong. that brought a smile to my face. I was like, all right, trailer, you win. I'm in.
It's gonna be good.
I mean, of course he's the hero. In the trailer, you have a character saying, no one bows to Kong.
Well, also Kong is notoriously the good guy throughout all the movies. Every Kong movie, he's pretty sympathetic.
Well, also, yeah, I mean, he's a primate, so we're naturally,
that's true,
given to more sympathy, I think, for the giant gorilla than we are to the giant lizard. The giant lizard is a lot more terrifying looking.
You're right, warm blooded for life.
But yeah, I mean, Godzilla's been a good guy in the last two movies. So, you know, that's the other thing that they do in the trailer. They do have a lot of dialogue kind of explaining, like,
They show both
sides. Not explaining, but alluding that something's up. Like, why is Godzilla acting like this? He's usually a good guy.
I will say I'm glad. I think you're right. And I kind of wish one of them would just win and they would just commit. Like, there's just like a really sad scene where Godzilla just like stabs King Kong in the heart and that's it. And then the movie ends. They'd be a bold choice, but it's not going to happen. But it's interesting that they don't show you at all who the actual villain is going to be.
I actually did read somewhere where they speculated who the real villain will be.
Who do they think? Jeff Daniels?
Do you want me to tell you?
Who?
Spoiler alert.
Okay, if you don't want to know what Jim read about who the real villain is,
it's Mechagodzilla.
It's Mechagodzilla.
Sorry, I couldn't help it.
Mechagodzilla. Okay, sorry. You listen to the podcast, that's what happens. That's cool.
I don't know who Mechagodzilla is. I guess it's like a giant robotic Godzilla
that humans must create. He's the metal one.
So there's like some evil humans have created an evil robotic Godzilla.
That's awesome.
The article, as I said, was speculation, but they were diving into a lot of details, a lot of visual details that were cluing you into the real threat being Mechagodzilla.
I guess we'll have to wait and find out. And I bet you when we get closer to the movie, they're going to do another trailer that teases that a little bit more.
Or just, you know, another corporate sizzle reel. We'll see.
Either way, we'll be here to tell you about it. Jim, I'm glad to be back in the saddle with you. I don't know what that metaphor means, but you know what I mean.
It's good to be in the saddle with you, too.
Even though we're across the country, so we're not really in a saddle.
The metaphoric saddle.
Hopefully we can do another episode that's not 6 years from now.
I have an idea. We should do one on Dune, like you promised me.
Okay.
5 months ago.
I mean, we'll see. Maybe we can talk about it.
Come on. I did all those notes.
You're breaking
up. You're going to let those notes waste away?
The service. I'm so down. I don't know why this joke is happening where it seems like I'm not excited for Dune, because I am. We'll do Dune next.
Good.
So stick around for Dune. Stick around for more news about corporate sizzles, which is going to be, I guess, the 2021 version of trailers.
Maybe we should call our show Corporate Sizzle Made.
It
doesn't have a nice ring to it.
If we do Corporate Sizzle Made, can we still use Chris Classic as a theme song?
Of course.
Sweet. All right. Well, until then, stick around for our next Corporate Sizzle episode coming soon.
Trailer Made.